They say you are who you hang with. It's no coincidence I wanna hang with you. Rise and fall together and travel. It's better in twos. Sometimes it feels like a magnet. The way that crazy always sticks with its own kind. I don't be
Hello, everyone.
Hey,
welcome.
Hey.
Yeah, welcome.
We're here. We're back. It's our first show of the new year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome 2022. Hello, everybody.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kelly. Go ahead. So, go ahead.
So we got an awesome guest with us tonight. Reading for almost 50 years, Corby Mitlide is a full-time intuitive counselor with clients worldwide. She is a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author whose featured channel in Robert Schwartz's breakthrough series of on karma and pre-birth planning, your soul's plan, your soul's gift, and your soul's love. As an author, her self-help volume, Clean Out Your Life Closet, encourages you to write your own story of change based on your history, your life's experiences, and your personal goals. Her books, The Psychic Yellow Brick Road and You've Got the Magic, Who Needs a Genie, deal with how to use psychic counseling wisely and how to be a successful part of the Holistic Expo community from the professional side of the aisle.
Yeah. Ooh. There you go.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Corby.
Hi.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
What a bio.
This is called Mercury Retrograde. I was fine until you flipped it on and then I've got a cough. Guys, just take a chill a minute.
Yay. Well, we'll take this opportunity to take a drink. Just say hi to all of our listeners and our longtime followers. Hey, Tammy, Kelly, Dina, Vince. Hi, everybody. Welcome. And yes, hi, Kelly, put your glasses on. You got to match. So we're excited, Corby, to have you on. I'm excited.
Yes.
It's good to be here. I have to admit, I have such a good time on podcasts. I think I've done 300 over the years because I get to meet all the people I wouldn't meet otherwise. Mm-hmm. I get to meet usually really, really cool hosts. Yes. And it's just, we're putting the information out there. How can that be bad?
I know, exactly. And we're already getting people saying they want a past life. So we're going to. So hang on.
All right, take a chill pill, kids. Sit down. You need to hear the rules. Yeah, you need to get to know them a little, then we'll get it done.
Exactly. It's like going on a date and skipping the date. So we got to get to know you first and then hang out because we're going to do readings towards the last half hour of the show. So on TikTok, hang out with us. We'll do readings, everybody. So get your questions ready. She's a tarot specialist, past life specialist. So Corby, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your journey, 50 years. Oh, my Jesus.
All right. This is called the 30-second elevator speech. Okay. When I was 9, I read a book called The Witch Family by Eleanor Estes, and I thought, oh, there's magic in the world. I want to go find it. Cool. Fast forward to 1973, when I was a senior in high school. And yes, my darlings, that does tell you how old I am. I was working part-time at Spencer Gifts. That was Lend, Live, and Die. Came out. And they had the James Bond 007 tarot deck, and I bought it because we were all hippies then. You had your elephant bell bottoms and your fringe jacket and your deck. Now, 5 years later, everybody else had moved on to roller skates and disco balls. I was still reading because the cards fascinated me. So for 20 years, I read for friends, keeping my ego out of the way so I'd be a clear channel for the information. Then all of a sudden in 1994, I could do hands-on healing and talk to dead people with no training. That's when the universe handed me my draft notice and said, greetings, you're working for us. Hung out my shingle part-time. Meanwhile, actress, author, inspirational speaker, video producer, legal assistant, writer for a graphic novel series called ElfQuest for many years, executive recruiter, always doing the psychic work on the side.
Yep.
9/11, as we watched the towers burn, I turned to my husband and I said, I need to do this work full time. People need to know there are other answers out there. And he said, I believe in you, go do it. So for one more year, 70 hours a week corporate, evenings and weekends doing the psychic work, In 2002, I took the leap. It's been 20 years. I work 6 days a week. I read 1,000 people a year, and I get to get up every morning. I don't have to get up every morning. That's the key.
I love that. I love that. I'm dancing between corporate and full-time psychic work. So I understand it's a balance and you've got to, scary.
But I'm going to tell you, you will do better than most because in order to be any kind of an A-lister on like the Holistic Expo circuit, you need to keep a straddle between business acumen and the wiki-woo. Yeah. Corporate people moving in, we do it.
We do. Yes. I love that. Yeah. What inspires you to do this kind of work?
It's too much fun not to. look, when Spirit says you're going to work with us, it goes rifling through your file cabinet to see what you got. So for instance, I will never do Spirit art because I cannot draw a stick figure with a sharp pencil and a lot of prayer. I won't do pendulum work because I have a slight benign tremor in one hand. I can't trust what I get.
Okay.
But theater major at Brown University and a professional actor, I know characters. Words are my drug of choice. I'm a writer, so I know how to tell stories. And in particular with the past lives, history has always been my thing. You put those three together and reading cards tells the story. I can get a past life with amazing detail. And spirit guides and angels, yeah, they'll talk.
Yeah.
And because I take my work seriously, but me not so much,
yeah,
nobody comes away from me thinking, oh my God, her aura don't stink. I don't want to work with her. So
there you go. What do you think your past life has to do with this life?
We come in, look, this is, as they say, Earth School.
Yes.
And the soul plans on things it wants to learn. So there was a client that I worked with who was born into a Jewish family, but always felt like they got on the wrong bus and didn't understand why. We did a past life. We found out that they had been German over 100 years ago. They had fought in World War I, and they were Catholic and very anti-Semitic.
Okay.
But that was the way it was then. So they weren't being punished, but this is what Rob calls unbalanced energy and healing of beliefs. They were put into a Jewish family so they would understand people are people are people. It's just a philosophy. An exact one that I did at an expo a few years back, a woman comes to me and says, I'm really worried about my son. He's 29. He won't live more than a mile from me. He asks me about almost every decision he makes. What is going on? Why is he so unsure? I went, okay. I'm seeing 1944 Utah Beach. Your son is one of the soldiers. It's D-Day. He's got a pretty mangled leg. You're his commanding officer. You go down on the beach, you grab him, you drag him over one of the dunes. You take some shrapnel too, but you both get out alive. She looks at me and she says, can you see my rank? I said, yeah, you were sergeant. She goes, he's called me Sarge since he was 3 years old and we never knew where that came from.
Wow.
It's things like that.
It's things
do like- not say, oh, I must have been Anne Boleyn because I can't wear turtlenecks. Do you know how often I've heard that?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it helps on people's healing journey, though, to know? Is that a correlation? Right? Okay. Yeah.
Yes, it does. For instance, I've done the cancer dance 3 times.
Oh.
And I know that that is because 80-20, 80% of my lives I'm male, 20% I'm female. When I'm a male, I'm probably pretty chauvinistic. And this was a life where I had to learn that a woman is worth more than her body. Wow. And so I was born, and by 11, I had a Dolly Parton figure, put a slap a blonde wig on me and boom. So that's all I thought I was worth, especially with a very dysfunctional mother who convinced me of that truth. So I got cancer twice, but they were still there. I still wasn't getting the lesson. So Spirit said, look, we need you down there for a long time. So we're going to remove the problem. Third bout of cancer was a second primary. You turn the danger clock back to 0. But the doctor said, okay, 3 strikes, you're out. We're taking the rack. We're taking your ovaries. And you're going from a Dolly Parton figure to a fat fire plug with permanent side effects and the libido of a turnip for the rest of your life. Suck it up. Now, Did I go home and cry for the first 24 hours? Of course. I was only 49 and I had just gotten married.
Oh.
But then I said, I know the rules. I have got to find three reasons to get okay with this so that I can deal with it. So I said, number one, you don't have cancer. You can't get cancer there. Number two, the top half is not going to get slammed in the refrigerator door at the doctor's, and every one of you listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. Third, implants, I'll be perky till I'm 93. Okay. That was in 2004. Walked out of Mass General in 3 days, shopped for a bathing suit in five. Here I am, 2022. I'm fine.
And we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
And my husband looked at me and said, am I going to miss them? Oh, yeah, they were gorgeous. But I married you, not them. And we've been together for 22 years.
Oh, I love that. Oh, great story and great lesson, right?
And you can see how this teaches from the past lives where I wasn't listening.
Got you. I think this is a really good segue, just because I think we talked before the show about, you know, a lot of my practice right now is a lot of people who are stuck and a lot of people who I have, there's someone listening who's had probably three deaths this year and it's hard to go on and people are in a really bad state. Right.
Yep.
And so how do you look at that and say, well, there's a lesson in it, right? And how do you push past it? And how do you see the bigger picture? Any advice for them?
Well, for one thing, nobody gets out of here alive. Okay. And your three peeps chose when they were going to leave. That is part of what we do. We don't have just one dying point. We have four or five. We choose. You could die of a fever at 4, car accident at 18, a mugging at 35, a bombing at 60, or prostate cancer at 91. One of those you're going to leave. When someone has left, they've gotten everything done that they need to get done in this life. I want to use an example of someone dying very young, but it was brilliant. And that's the story of Ryan White. Y'all remember him. He was the kid in the late 80s, early 90s, who got AIDS early. Before anybody understood, his entire family was made a pariah. But he became friends with Elton John. Now, at that point, Elton was drinking, drugging, sex out the window, and driving himself into the ground. But he was so moved by Ryan's fortitude, positive attitude, his family, he became very close. When Ryan died, he sang at Ryan's funeral, and got off drugs and alcohol, been sober for over 30 years now. And then he started the Elton John AIDS Foundation, which has raised $500 million for HIV and AIDS research and help since then. So Ryan, this is his pre-birth plan, the way we talk about in Rob's book. Mm-hmm. There are five things that we come down with. Unbalanced energy, or healing, or service, or contrast, or healing of beliefs. Ryan's soul said, if I come down, it'll be a tough, short life, but look what I can do in service of the world. So he came down with a karmic choice of service and succeeded. So you don't mourn Ryan's death. Ryan's fine.
He's fine.
But he made a difference. So because I don't know this person who died, how they died, what the relationship was, I cannot speak to that. It would be completely arrogant on my part.
Sure.
But what I want them to realize is there is a completion when they leave, even if we cannot see it with our little pea brains down here.
Exactly. No, I agree 100%. Yeah. And that's the lesson, right? Is to understand that perspective and understand the bigger picture that takes you out of the 3D, right? And puts you into more of a spiritual space. I really do. I think that, and I think that's important when there's so much tragedy in your life and so much is being thrown at you. I tell people, go spiritual, go zoom out, see the bigger picture.
The examined life has four parts.
Yeah.
Oh Christ, this is happening. I hate this, but I can't get out of it. Yeah. What's the lesson? Next part for me, because of who I am, how can I teach with it? Next.
Yes.
Next is important.
Yes.
Don't stand. So many people, if, you know, well, my husband died in a car accident. And that's the first thing that they tell you. Mm-hmm. Well, I was a Betty Crocker homemaker for New Jersey in 1973. I was, but it's not who I am now. Right. Don't get so stuck in your story that you cannot grow out of it.
Right. Good advice. Everybody listening? Look, everyone's saying interesting, interesting, interesting.
And yes.
It's a big lesson. Is any of this kind of soul lesson in any of your books? Because she's written, I think, 3 books, right?
Right.
Yeah. Which book would help
some of it? This? Some of it may be in Clean Out Your Life Closet.
Okay.
The idea is everybody has their own answers, but we're bullied out of them. That's why there are so many self-help books. I mean, the first one I read when I was 15, I remember to this day. Judy has great makeup. Judy has wonderful hair and Judy has beautiful clothes, but nobody likes Judy because Judy's fat. You know, this was the 1960s and this was the first self-help book I had. You're not good enough. That's what they all say. Mm-hmm. My whole thing is, here's some of the dumb things I did. Here's maybe a client story. And here's some suggestions. But at the end of each chapter, you've got what I call the adventure pages. And you can't answer these by going and looking in the book. You have to look at your own life. Take the chapter, Finding Happiness with What You Have Right Now. How good are you at finding happiness in the moment? If you aren't good, what do you think stops you? Think of 3 situations in your life that aren't looking terrific right now. How can you find some happiness in the journey? No, it's not on page 49. You look in here. By the end of that book, you realize you can write your own story of change. You can find your own answers. And you can be exceedingly proud of what the hell you've gone through at whatever stage you are. I believe in my clients completely. I am not one of those gurus that says, oh, well, I've got all the answers and maybe you'll have them someday. But meanwhile, here are 14 of my books and now you can go on a cruise to hear me say the same thing to you live.
Right.
That just frosts my tail.
I think it's fascinating. So many, Kelly's like, yes, yes, yes. So many people are out there so desperate. And I don't think some people have maybe been through more than others, but I still think we can get out of the mud, right? I think happiness is a choice. I think, yes. What do you think?
It's the title of one of the books I recommend to everybody. Happiness is a Choice by Barry Neal Kaufman.
Really?
That's from the Option Institute. And that book got me through 3 bouts of breast cancer, 2 divorces, and the death of my parents. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great book.
I just think it's a point. It's a choice. You can wake up today and decide, no, I'm going to choose to be happy no matter what I've been through. Right. I tend to look back at every tragedy and trauma from myself personally and say, okay, what lesson did I learn? And that kind of helps me push through. So I think we can give that to our listeners and give you some hope, right? To go on a little journey. It was something interesting you said earlier, and I wrote it down so that I could kind of come back to that, because I am a big advocate for training.
Okay.
How are you? Like,
yeah. You know, not everybody, you know, just gets whacked upside the head with a Kubrick by spirit and goes,
exactly.
You know, I'm just dealing with it right now. I had a young lady that I was teaching for a couple of years, and I treated her like an apprentice and I was her elder. But today she decided, well, you know, cards are cool, but I want to do these other things. And so she's done with her lessons. That's not an apprentice. That's a kid who doesn't do the meditation every day and is not someone who can take things in correct order. Okay. You know, still love her. She's still, you know, I love her family, live and be well. But it's going to be a long time before she gets good.
Yeah.
Because you've got to do the basics, my darlings. You've got to learn how to ground, center, and shield. Mm-hmm. It is not fast work. Do not tell me you're using a Ouija board, because Ouija boards, when you don't know how to ground, center, and shield, are like throwing open your door in a strange neighborhood and yelling free beer. You don't know who's out there, but they heard you when you're coming. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Agreed. Yep.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Get your boot camp done.
That's what I say. Get your boot camp. Do some training, learn there's a lot of ethics. You're dealing with people's emotions and there's so much more.
100%. You're absolutely right about the ethics. I'm both a certified tarot master and a certified professional tarot reader. And the latter was through the Tarot Certification Board of America, which isn't around anymore. But one of the exam things was you had to write your code of ethics.
Wow.
You knew why you were doing what you were doing. And frankly, when you do that, people know you're not a Madam Hoo-Ha, Swami Swalanda. You're not going to say, oh, you have a family curse. I mean, in your family, poor, you have dog. They're going to get real readings from you.
Exactly.
So yes, training is important, no matter whether it is online, whether it you go to one of the schools in England, whatever it is, you need to know the basics. You need to know the rules so that when you have questions or you hit a wall, you have someone to ask. You don't guess.
Yes. Any advice? I know you wrote a book about this too. Any advice for people on how to find their right medium or how to find a good one?
This is how someone wants to get a reading, not how someone wants to find a teacher to teach them to, correct?
Correct.
All right. That is the very first two chapters of
The Psychic Yellow Brick Road.
How to find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys.
Titles
will grab you. I use mnemonics. Now, what's a mnemonic? PTA, Parent Teachers Association. That's a mnemonic. Yes. So the word I give people is psychic. Professionalism, okay. Sharing references, okay. You're in charge, charges. Here, I can fix anything for a price, inappropriate actions and connections. Let me run through those really quick.
Please do.
Professional.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'm a professional. You're a professional. But there are people who work in dry cleaning establishments or who are, you know, secretaries or who are just stay-at-home moms. They're professionals too. If they respect their clients, they respect others in their field, and they respect general social conventions. They're not going to meet you at the door in a bathrobe or a bikini. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Sharing references. If you move from Des Moines to Philly and you want to see somebody, get some references on a psychic that somebody else has used, and then you ask them questions. What do you charge? What are your specialties? Could I talk to some of your clients? All of us who are pros, we have three or four people that say, yeah, yeah, give my phone number. I'll tell them what's up. Because you can ask those people what you can't ask the psychic. Does she always tell you the same thing? Does she always upcharge? Does she always have to sell you extras? How safe do you feel? Okay.
Yeah.
Why is you are in charge? Remember, even the best of us are only 85% accurate, kids. The only one 100% accurate is God. He's not doing private readings these days. So yes. Most of us these days, at least in my group, will give you a recording of your session. Mm-hmm. Go back, listen to it. Some of it's going to be bang on. Some of us you're going to think we're crazy. And some of it's put it aside, come back to it in a few weeks or months, and you may find we hit on a lot of things. Yeah. Charges. You know, people will charge what they charge. $10 in Jackson Square to $2,000 or $3,000 with Sylvia Brown. Remember, if people are charging more, how long have they been reading? Do they have certifications? Are they complete professionals? Mm-hmm. A perfect example. I have something called a soul plan reading, which I do based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. And this is when people have a life challenge and I do their numerology. I talk to their guides. I pull down detailed, like full page past lives, 2 to as many as 10. That takes me 14 hours of work, kids. So you're going to pay me $600 because you have me for the entire day of deep trance meditation. Yes. On the other hand, you got a fast burning question. That's $24.95. You charge according to what you need. But we deserve to get paid because we are spending our time. We do. A lot of people would say, oh, but you see, you got that gift from God. So you're not really spiritual if you don't read me for free. Would you say to my brother, the doctor, you know, those medical talents you have, those are a gift from God. You don't read, you know, you don't take care of me for free. You just want me to get sick and die, don't you? And people look at you and say, that's insane.
Exactly.
We deserve to get paid. We are professionals. When I do a psychic fair 4 days in Kitchener, Ontario, from where I am, that's 5 days on the road, gas and tolls, feeding me, staying in a hotel, feeding and paying my front person, and then there's the booth fee. I can't do it for free there, kids. That's $1,500 right there. So.
Yeah, totally. Some people just don't get it, but I tell people it's my time, right? If we did it for free, I'd have no time to do anything for anybody.
Right? And we would become crispy critters.
We'd be fried.
It's why, you know, one day a month, and it's actually going to be next Sunday.
Okay.
I do a free reading hour on my Facebook page, Fire Through Spirit. And baby, I'm fast. In an hour, I can go through 30 to 50 people. Boom, 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 boom. But they're, you know, 1 minute readings.
Just quickly.
Right. You know, and one woman said, well, that wasn't enough. I think you're a fraud. Well, you're not paying me. And you got 14 people behind you waiting for me too, my love. So yes. Blessings on your journey, honey.
Yeah, I tell people who are only seeking people who are doing the free ones online. And that's fine. That's fine. But you're doing yourself such a disservice for whatever you're searching for and you're needing to not book a full reading with somebody, because it could be life-changing. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. But that's one of the things is, you know, there are some readers that I call Glurpy Purple with Angels. Hello, my name is Little Dancing Butterfly. And we're going to talk to your angels today. And they're fine if that's what you need.
That's what you
do mean. Not expect that from me. I am a New Yorker. My gig is here, your opportunities and how to grab them. Here's the tough stuff. Here's how to get through it or read it. Here's your toolbox, rock and roll. And I will hit you upside the head with a Kubrick. Both of us are fine. It's bedside manner. Yes. And that's one of the other things that people need to check out when they're choosing an intuitive. What's the flavor you want too?
Right. Good stuff. Good stuff. We have a lot of, we're going to get to readings right now. I have one last question. She does have three books out there. So you guys will put her website up on, you guys can go check her out. Go check out her Facebook Live on Sunday.
Books are on Amazon.
Is it?
Yes. Kindle and paperback. But you had a question. Yes.
So we have two kinds of listeners. We have the ones who are hurting and need help and guidance. And then we have those who are moving into their spiritual stuff. What advice would you give for the newbies, the new ones out there searching for their gifts and abilities?
Well, number one, my darlings, what I'm going to tell you is there are 8 billion people in the world. Now I'm 67. And I can't read them all. We need you. You are more than welcome.
There's more than enough for everybody.
I have a little postcard with the books that I think are important for a spiritual awakening kind of thing.
Perfect.
You guys so,
need to.
Right now, if you write to me at Corby@CorbyMitlide.com and the subject line is Metaphysical Happy Hour Book List, I will send you that list.
Oh, there That's you go. Good. Thank you. Thanks for that offer. Everybody now, got it? Yeah.
For readings, let me give rules. Yes. Okay. Number one, yes, I love cards. I not only do tarot, but I got a boatload of oracle cards that also play with this. No, I will not do mediumship on the air, and this is why. I do not censor what I get at all. And a lot of it doesn't belong in a public forum. The story I will tell you, and it's also why I don't do public mediumship like John Edwards or Lisa Williams. A woman came to me, there was a biracial same gender couple. The black partner had died and her white widow wanted to speak to her. Now, if any of you are seeing this cute face, this is the nice Jewish kid from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I have manners. But, and they promised me I could give you the actual wording. What came out of my mouth in flawless urban ebonics was, well, shit, if it ain't my white bitch. And I'm going, but the person in front of me is laughing and nodding because that is how her partner, Isabel, came into their house coming home after their every business trip. Now, if I had to censor that, or my ego got in the way for saying that because I was worried about what people would think, she would have missed that message. Yeah. So I will do mediumship, guys, but in private. And the other thing I will remind you about mediumship is any medium is not dial-a-dead. If your Aunt Rose is on a field trip, she will not be by the phone. So don't think they're bad if they can't get your person.
I love that. Oh, you're awesome.
Yes, I can do past lives. I know some people want it, but don't you say, can I have a past life? Yeah, you have hundreds. And I could pull one down that would have zip not a meaning to you. And you'd go, eh. So What I want you to figure out is an obsession or a phobia or a place you either love or hate that makes no sense. Like, I'm Scots-Irish, why do I love Peru? You heard the situation with the woman who had the problem with her son, and that was a past life we were immediately able to bring down and solve that problem. Right. Okay?
Yeah. Right.
Them's the rules.
So those are the rules. So if they want a past life, they got to tell you what a phobia is. What if they just want a general read? Is that okay?
Yeah, general reading is fine. Yeah,
I love that you mentioned that, like, it could even be like a place that you just love for no reason. Because I totally have that.
You have that. So,
yeah.
All right. Now I see 6,942 comments in the comment thing. So I'm going to let y'all tell me who I'm reading for and what's going on.
So I'm going to pick the first one. I want you to do Kelly Marie. She just wants a general read.
Kelly Marie. Oh, ha, you, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I see that. Okay. So fine. Now, normally, if I had someone's month and day of birth, I would do their numerology for the year. I can't do that without. So let's just pull some cards. All right, Kelly, for you, 4 cards, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, what you're going to have to work on this year. And I have to put on my glasses because I got old lady eyeballs. So hold on. All right, Kelly, physical, sun rises. What this tells me is physical problems will probably diminish. Your material life will probably get better. Mentally, this card is the short-term sacrifice for long-term gain. Hanged Man. It says you need to look things in the eye, but differently. It also says you need to be like the third grader who wins the science fair by putting together a rubber boot, a fishing pole, and 5 pounds of flour. You've got to start thinking differently this year. Emotionally, cut the pity party crap, okay? No poor me. When you go poor me, you're stuck where you are. Remember the examined life. This sucks. What do I need to learn from it next? Spiritually for you, this is a card that talks about dancing on quicksand. And the reason I think that's going to come up for you is because when we get more deeply into our spirituality, we come bumping up against things we do not like to see, and we may argue, but it's how we grow. Okay? So if you have a spiritual roller coaster, no breaks this year, there is nothing wrong with you. It is simply how you're growing. Okay?
Beautiful. Yeah. We're going to do this on a roll because we have so many people wanting to hear from you. So I've been writing names down. So you're ready for the next one?
Yes, ma'am.
Whitney, anything you have from Whitney Harden. Whitney Harden.
Okay. All right. Let me see who wants to play. Actually, Whitney, the person who wants to play with you is my Ganesh deck. Y'all know about Ganesh? Ganesh is the Indian Lord of Obstacles. And for people who don't really know how common he is in India, I say, look, he's the Indian equivalent of going into South Philadelphia and the little Italian American grandmother has the peeling statue of the Virgin Mary in the back by the barbecue. It's like that. So with Ganesh, he always gives me 6 cards. I will tell you what your story is. All right. And what's this person's name again?
Whitney.
Whitney? All right, Miss Whitney, number 1, core of what you're going to be working on this year is you need to clear your energy. You need to start saying not only no, but hell no to people who are sucking you dry. What keeps blocking you from doing that? There's a difference between clearing your energy and protection. Don't be scared. You can do this on your own. No is a fabulous idea and you have a right to use it. Now, an attribute that you have that's going to help you with this is you know you got help from upstairs, divine support. Mm-hmm. The actual Ganesh ally that's going to help you is personal transformation. This is a big year for you. I wouldn't be surprised if I did your numerology, you would have one of the main numbers that says year of change. Now, the next card is what I call don't be fooled. You may think this is going to be useful for you, but it really isn't. And that's courage. Because for you, courage is like this, and your shields go up. Remember, clearing your energy is dropping the shield so things can go out. It doesn't mean have a sign that says, kick me, but it says, drop your shielding so things can move. You know, thank you for sharing. You may think that if you wish, but the door is over there. Mm-hmm. And use this instead. It's empowerment. There is such a difference between courage and empowerment. Courage, we convince ourselves we have to do something. Empowerment, baby, we know it's there. And there's love no that. Courage about it.
Love it.
That's Whitney's.
That's Whitney. All right. I have Tammy Muhammad. You asked for a past life, but you didn't give us a phobia, but you did give us a birth date. You want to try that?
Nope. Birthday. Yeah. I need the obsession, the phobia, or no. So put it in again.
Okay. Tammy. So we need the obsession. We need the phobia. So Melissa Jeffries just wants a general card pull.
Okay.
Melissa Jeffries?
Jeffries, yeah.
All right. Again, for her, we're going to do the four.
Yep.
All right. Physically, Nine of Pentacles says put money into your physical environment, whether that is new clothes, better furniture, better haircut. You're allowed to spend money on yourself this year. Mentally, this is a card that says, oh my God, no matter what I do, I'm going to cut my own throat. See, somebody else needs to make the decision. And no, you can't mentally wait for somebody else to tell you what you can do. You have to say, this is what I'm doing. Thank you. And just what that, instead of cutting your throat, those swords go out and cut away what's been bothering you mentally. Emotionally, the King of Swords is a lawyer card. So I would ask you to look at your emotion and where are you being unfair to yourself or others and how you're doing knee-jerk reactions. Spiritually for you, now, the Nine of Cups is known as the Wishes Fulfilled card, but what most people don't know is it has a second meaning. Be careful what you wish for, because you're going to get it. So be very careful what you want to work on spiritually and make sure you are ready for the results. That's your year.
Great stuff. Yes. Ready? Next one. Yep. You're rocking it. Keisa Farrell just wants a general read as well. Keisa. And
all right, Ms. Keisa.
She's looking for some direction in life. I know Keisa.
Direction in life.
Direction. What do we want? It's been a rough one.
All right. For you, Keisha, I'm going to use my fairies oracle, but these are not your ootsie cootsie fairies. These guys march inside your head, rip up the floor tiles, and give you homework. And this is a little bit long. This is a 7-card read, but I'll go through it as fast as I can. The first card is called the Trickster. If you remember your fairy tales, there was always that little light at the end of the forest, and a big stupid human would go galumping in and get lost. Well, this is the card that's saying to you, hello, darling, so good to see you. Sit down and grab your beer. We want to talk to you. It's what's bringing you into your challenge. And your challenge is the feline. The feline is all about tying up loose ends. So you really need to look at your life this year and find out what those loose ends are that you keep tripping over. The next card is the Mask and Shadow. We all wear masks, facets of our personality. Sometimes one gets stuffed and becomes an excuse. Whatever this quality is, you need to revise it, revamp it, or dump it. The Singer of Transfiguration. You don't need to change. You don't need to change. It's like someone who thinks that they need to make changes when if they would just get rid of all the stuff that they keep tripping over, everything that they want is right there. The next card is called the Offering. Whenever you play with the fairies, they always want something. So whatever this is, they have filtered it from your pocket and they're making for the highway with it, kiss it goodbye. The Singer of Connection is the networking fairy. Stop looking at your connections to tell you what to do. This year you have to look inside, and I want to give you this instead. To Om the Poet, whom I love. To Om the Poet's favorite saying is, in life, moderation is for monks. Take big bites. Your job this year is to reach for what you want and damn the torpedoes. The next card is a question card. The Pook, who is a shape changer, and his question is, why do you keep changing your shape when you don't even know who you want to be? Choose one and stick with it and find out who you are. The card that will help you with that, Guardian at the Gate. This is going to be a year of big change for you. Not that you have to change, but change will happen. It's going to be, how do you deal with it? Final card that'll mark your passage, the Maiden. Look at her twinkle toes. Brand new road this year, darling. That's why you don't want to trip on things. Get rid of what doesn't work for you. Step out boldly, and the year is yours.
Oh, great stuff. Good job. Yeah. Enjoy that, Keisa. Let us know if it resonated. Tammy Mahmood, she came back with, she loves being on the water, but then she has OCD about her house being clean. Anything having to do with a past life on that?
Yes. All right. Now, you're going to have a little dead air for a minute while I reach up and get this, Tammy. I'm drawn to the OCD stuff about cleaning.
Yep.
And what I'm getting is we're going back to, it looks like Ireland during the potato famine. So we're talking 19th century. And what I'm seeing is around you, too many friends, rats would come bite the children. They would steal what little food they had. And so you almost did not sleep because you had to keep everything as clean as possible. You had to make sure the rats weren't there. You triple checked any food that you had. So as far as you were concerned, filth and rats were the devil, and you were a very strong Catholic as well. So for you, OCD and cleaning the house is safety factor. It is a control factor. And that you can let go of some of it. I do not believe you live where there are rats, and I don't think there's going to be a potato famine this week. But that's where the absolutely, I have to have my house clean. I have to know where everything is. I have to have it in control comes from.
She just said, oh my God, I don't sleep. So that ties right into it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Whew, I'm out of breath. Are you okay? You're good?
Honey.
She could do this all night.
Well, not all night, but you know, I do it for an hour once a month and this fast.
This fast.
So just keep it going. This fast. Keep
all right. So I have a whole list I've been writing down. I have people from TikTok and Facebook, so I'm trying to manage both. But Caitlin, 27. Okay. She's got a phobia about heights and something about being hung underwater when swimming. Really weird.
Yeah. Being hung underwater when swimming?
Swimming, yeah.
All right.
You hung me underwater when swimming.
You hung it. I did not, kid. Don't give me that. but no. All right. And how old, can I ask, any idea how old she is?
Yeah. How old are you, Caitlin? She looks like she's probably late 20s.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing is from World War II with her. Mm-hmm. And she was sailor. And there was a minefield that her little destroyer, like PT-109, had to get through. And she was originally, she was Hawaiian. So she understood pearl diving and she knew how to hold her breath underwater and volunteered to go down and try and guide the boat through. But what happened is there was something that caught her and she couldn't get loose, whether it was a coral reef or old detritus or something. And so what happened was the boat was traveling, the rope that was around her so that she would match boat speed slipped, went to here, and she drowned under the water.
Oh, wow. There you go. Does that give you some answers? Wow. That's some good stuff.
What'd she say?
I'm waiting for her to come back with to me. So yeah. Okay. Yeah.
These are not past lives like you were a princess.
No.
That's not how I work.
That's not how she said, thank you so much. So thanks, Kelly. I mean, Caitlin. Lexi from TikTok wants a reading, and that's Kelly's daughter. So she's in her early 20s. Lexi.
Okay. So what does Lexi want? Just a general read.
Just a general, yeah. General okay. guidance for this 2022 year.
Yes, year three of Murder Hornet Bingo and Hold My Beer. That's basically what it is. All right. Four cards for Lex.
Lex. Listen up, Lex.
Oh, all right, physically.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Physically, big success. If you're working, there's going to be promotion and merit bonus. Or if you're not working, there is going to be something that you get to do that you absolutely love. Success that way. Mentally, go back to what you love. There are certain ways of thinking. There are certain mental exercises that you do. I mean, it could be something like just letting your mind drift when you walk along the beach. You need to go back to that. Your mind has a lot of soot and crud, and you need to go back to what you love that clears it out, whatever that is. Emotionally, move on, whether it's dude or dudette, whether it's old stuff that you're disappointed in. I want you to take your mental etch-a-sketch and clear it. Emotionally, move on from where you were. Spiritually, a card of duality and making good choice. So when you have to do something and trying to make a choice, the most important thing is what supports me spiritually? What helps me grow? What helps me get up in the morning, not have to get up in the morning, just like I say it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a good year for you, but you're going to have to choose what successes are most important to you because you're going to have more than one.
And her mama said, thank God, no babies.
All right. No, babe. There was no baby card. No baby card.
Thank God. All right. Good job. Good job. Woo, Lordy. Brianna Pincombe would just like a gentle read. Brianna. Hi, Brianna.
Okay. I think
Brianna Pincombe. She's on Facebook.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Interestingly, I got told that for her, I'm going to pull my Spirit of the Wheel deck, which is my First Nations deck, which is a little bit more spiritual than just general, but I'll tell you what's going on.
Let's go with it.
All right. So the first card is what brings you here, meaning why did you incarnate here in the first place? What do you want to work on? Building dreams, determination, and cooperation. So this year, I would say it's time for you to find your tribe and your peeps. Very important. What are you passionate about? Cleansing, release, and healing. Okay, I don't know if you're a frog person, but cleansing, release, and healing is you're someone who knows when you need to work on yourself. You know when you need to let things go. Do not let worrying about hurting somebody else's feelings get in the way of that. What are you going to teach? Now, the one I say that, none of us gets out of here without at least passing on our knowledge to one other person. So what you need to pass on, creative feminine force, nurturing, and birth. I don't know where you are in the baby cycle, but it doesn't necessarily mean babies. It can mean birthing a new you. Okay? So you're going to teach primarily women how to move forward with who they are. What's your legacy going to be? Identity, self-discovery, and vulnerability. The more you teach, the more you're going to learn about yourself, which can feel a little uncomfortable if you're not used to it, but we teach what we most need to learn. Now, the hub of your wheel, where you always have to come back to keep yourself in balance, self-reflections, inner rhythm, and intuition. If you don't do the kind of stuff we do, it is time that you start. And what I'm going to tell people is, the book I recommend for everyone who wants to get started in this, it's over 30 years old, I think, and it's How I Learned, Opening to Channel by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer. It's good. It is teachable. It is basics, how to protect yourself, how to talk to your guides, how to know if you've got someone that's off. Because the thing that I tell people, and I lost a reality show because of this. You can do what I do. I'm not special. The reality show people wanted me to tell people that nobody could do what I do and I'm so special and unique. And I said, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. And they went on with somebody else. Wow. I don't regret it.
You don't?
I would not prostitute myself for some money because then your gift goes away.
Right. Brianna said she lost her son July 1st. He passed away the same night he was born. So the whole baby cycle thing. So,
okay.
Sending you love and healing, Brianna. Yeah.
One thing I want to tell her, which I'm getting, if you want to have another kid, please understand your son's soul is fine. That didn't get lost. And if you've got that kind of a soul connection with him, he will simply come down the chute in the next body. You will have that soul back with you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Back on.
Someone was asking me, why am I ignoring them? I said, because I have a whole list of people. That's why. I'm not ignoring anybody. I just got a whole list of people. Okay.
I don't even know how long we're on for. Are we an hour, 2 hours?
We got 10 more minutes. So
okay. More okay.
Minutes. Next on my list is Terry Phillips. That's a Facebook one. Terry Phillips. Terry Phillips. I think she just wanted a general.
Okay. General for Miss T.
Terry.
Oh, there she is.
You found her? Okay. And then we're going to do Dana next, okay. Just so you see that.
One, Dana Brooke. Three.
Yes.
Four. All right. So, and this one, give me the name again. Terry?
Terry Phillips. It's a female.
Okay. Physically, you're going to be presented with a couple of things this year, Terry, and you're going to have to make a decision, and one of them is going to have to go by the board. It's like you were offered a job in Des Moines, but your husband's up for a promotion in Philadelphia. No, that's not what I'm saying, but that's a hypothetical situation where there's going to be a decision that is going to be, you got to lose something to gain something this year in your physical life. Mentally, self-growth and self-improvement. This is a big year for you to learn who Terry is and what Terry wants.
Right.
Emotionally, you've been doing a lot of work already, darling, and you're about 2 years away from a massive, massive explosion. And that's a good thing. It's like fireworks is what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. Notice that the card, your ship has come in. The ships are there, but they're not in port yet. You're still doing the emotional work, but you're very, very near a good breakthrough. Spiritually, it's judgment day, baby. It's a call to new life. It's a paradigm shift. If you're serious about wanting to spiritually grow, you have to show spirit that you mean it this year. No paddling in the kiddie pool. So that's hers.
Nice. Next. Can we put up Dina? Is it Dina? D-Y-N-A?
Yep.
Because she comes back later and says, I would love a general or past. If past, my name is Shauna, birthday. I always assume any news I get is the worst news. So her name is Shauna. Birthday 7/27/60. Oh,
there we go.
There you go.
All right. Shauna, for you, I want to, I'm going to use you as an example for numerology. All right. 7 + 27. Now this year's master number is 6. 2 + 0 + 2 + 2 = 6. So to get your progressed year and take your month and day, 7 + 27 = 34. Always check my math. +6 = 40. 4 + 0 = 4. You always bring it down to the single number. So you're in a 4 year this year. And a 4 year is 4 square and solid. It's not your adventuresome year, your creative year, your social year. It's the year to make sure there's money in the bank, your house and your car in good repair, and you got a job. And it's important because 2023 is a 5 year. And a 5 year is going to be tanks are rolling, take no prisoners, yahoo lady, go for the gusto, take your risk. And it's so much easier to reach and stretch and explore when your foundation under you is really strong. So that is where you need to be for this year, okay? And for you to assume any news you get is the worst, I want to tell you something very seriously. The universe is a short order cook with no imagination. If you keep saying, I always expect to hear the worst, the universe says, expecting the worst, ordering. Yes. So you have got to clear that out of your brain pan.
Yes.
You do.
Yes, very, very much so. Good job. Someone on TikTok, Jess, so this might be a hard one just to answer, but I think it's just a good learning for anybody who's stuck. Is she the one I'm supposed to be with? Is she the one? And he says he's really struggling.
All right. What's his name? And her name is Jen?
His name is Jess. And is she the one I'm supposed to be with? I'm really, really struggling. So to me, okay. It's like a relationship issue.
All right. I'll show you how I do those.
Yes, please.
Card for Jess, a card for herself, a card for their relationship, what they need to know and best possible outcome. And okay. Under that, I very often read with dual decks. So I'm pulling from my deck, Joy of Relationship by John Gray. And we'll see what the karma is underneath all of this nonsense. All right?
Okay.
So, Jess. Please do not believe that you have to turn lead into gold in every situation with this, okay? You take so much responsibility on yourself. The girl, this is business. She wants what she wants in her life. She wants to grow. I do not know that she is necessarily understanding that even the best relationships have to be 60-60. The two of you, it's going to move fast wherever you take it. What you need to know. If she doesn't change, if she's been there, done that, you can't be the one to do all the changing. Final card, it would take you 4 months to see any results. Can you wait that long? Now, karmically, you came into this relationship because you wanted to learn to unravel the old tapes in your brain about how relationships go. She came into the relationship because she needs someone who can get to her backstage instead of the front she puts up. Why did the two of you in your pre-birth planning session say we want to try a couple? Because both of you have to learn that scoring points doesn't count. This is not a game. You're with someone because you want to be or not. Current karma, ebb and flow, like I said. Some days chicken, some days feathers. You're not going to have an answer for at least 4 months. Probable final karma. No, this does not mean so have a reading with me because that's bullshit. But it means please trust your gut. If your gut doesn't feel good about this, trust it.
Thank you. I hope that helps. I hope that helps, Jess. Woo! We're on a roll. We have 4 minutes and we're going to get Jennifer Beatley in. Jennifer, she's the very last one down there. Do you see it? Jennifer, yep. General reading, please. For Jennifer.
All right, Miss Jen, general reading for you. One, two, three, four. Okay. Number one, the Emperor card. This is physical. Whoever is the most important male in your life this year, father, spouse, son, brother, boss, is going to take up a lot of your time. Mentally, please keep your ideas to yourself. Because if you spend that emotional mental coin, people will be betting with it and you won't have control of it. They don't need to know your entire life or your thoughts. Keep them to yourself. Emotionally, very important card. Notice that the woman in the boat mourns because she had to leave behind everything that told her who she was on the dock or the boat wouldn't float. In order to get from the rough waters to the smooth in your life, you have to leave behind some of what you thought and who you were. You have to get rid of the old story, emotional stuff. And then the best card in the deck for spiritual. You got folks at your back. You got your spirit guides. They want to work with you this year. They want to help. But you have to not do this, but open up and say, all right, let's do the stuff that needs to be done. That's where you need to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that. Good job. I think we have time. We have 3 minutes. So we're going to try and get Sienna Brown in. Sienna. Sienna Brown.
Okay. Thank you for doing these lives. I'm getting a nice compliment. I don't know what you want. Just a general? Yes,
just general, yeah.
All right.
She commented several times, so.
Okay. And interestingly for you, I'm doing my Osho Zen deck. Three cards, one, two, and three. First card, the outsider. Notice on this card, the kid thinks that he's an outsider, but the lock is open. Anywhere in your life this year that you feel like you're an outsider or people don't understand you or you're not allowed in, forget it. You open that door and you walk in. There are new people, new adventures, and new emotions waiting for you. Second card. There's that past life thing. This will have something to do with clearing some of your past life information. Don't be surprised if something happens and all of a sudden you get a deja vu hit like a Mack truck. And third, courage will be important for you this year because it will be the courage to let people in and to allow yourself to be different than what people expect you to be. They're not living your life, darling. You are. You get to choose.
Love that. Thank you. Woo! One more, Julie Kane, and then we're going to wrap up everybody. And I'm sorry, we could not get to everybody. Jeez. Ah,
all right. Julie Kane. What does Julie want?
Julie does a general read, Paul. Just a general read.
All right. Four cards for Miss J. Physically, love, babies, marriage, you know. Physically, everything is going to revolve around whatever feeds your heart this year, okay? And it's a physical card. It's not the emotional card because that means that the world is going to support that. Mentally, don't freak out on this. People see the Tower card and think doom, gloom, and destruction. And that is not the case. I want you to think of the imploding sports stadium card, okay? Yankees want to build a new stadium. They got to blow up the old one first. So you have to do a lot of mental house cleaning if you want to welcome in all that new good stuff that's coming from this card. Emotionally, I call this the whack-a-mole card. If you ever play whack-a-mole at the county fair, that's where you have moles coming up at this little plywood thing and you have to knock them with a big soft mallet. Your emotions are going to pop up and try and trick you and trip you. You get to say to them, thank you for sharing. You may think that if you wish, but no, you do not have to react. You can respond. There's a big difference emotionally between reaction and responding. Spiritually, very important. Notice that while she looks bound and blindfolded, and it's very scary, her skirt is not pinned down by the swords. If she is willing to look ahead and move under her own power, she can walk out safe. Spiritually, you need to do that. Don't let anybody tell you that you are not in control, because you are.
And what a great note to end on. So we had so many people who are, so Corby, thank you for being on. Where can people find you?
Oh, they can't avoid me. Number one, you go to my website, corbymitlide.com. There are over 150 articles there. It's how you schedule a reading with me. And I have like, you know, 15 or 20 different ones. Facebook, Fire Through Spirit. That's my business page, and that's where I will be doing a free reading hour like we did here at 4 p.m. Eastern this Sunday. No, you may not put your questions in early. You have to wait till we open the door. Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Corby Mitlide. And if you want to work with me on a regular basis, you'll find me at Patreon.
Yes, and then the email where they can get that list. Someone just asked for the book list.
It's simple. Corby at corbymitlide.com.
Perfect. Perfect. And just mention Metaphysical Happy Hour and she will send you the book list. Corby, we appreciate you. We love you. Our listeners loved you. Hope maybe we can have you on again sometime.
Would love that.
Yes. And in the meantime, you can find me at the Red Couch Medium on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And then Cassie, where can people find you?
They can find me at Stargazers Unite, stargazersunite.com, with helping with brands, graphics, logos, all the things.
all things branding. And with that, you all, we are going to say goodnight. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And thank you for joining us. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good people now. Good people now. Good people.